John Price from the John Price Law Firm.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. We mentioned this in the headlines about this week, Driver Amnesty Week in South Carolina, a time when drivers with certain kinds of license suspensions may apply to have suspension time reduced or cleared, and you can help folks with that.
Well, as lawyers, you know, at John Price Law Firm, we normally represent victims of people driving or suspended license because, for whatever reason, sometimes people who have a DUS also continue to drive, and at some point they have an accident. But here we have the South Carolina Highway Department, Department of Motor Vehicles and Transportation, basically saying it's an amnesty week, and for a lot of people who have currently suspended license, whose license is in bad state of revocation, they can go down to the Highway Department and take part in the program this week of trying to get their license back. And it doesn't apply for every single person with a suspension. It's kind of broken down into some categories. But if you go to their website, you can find out more about it. But
absolutely.
Go ahead, you're going to ask me a question.
Well, no, I was going to say, if you want to find out more about this online, just scdmvonline.com. scdmvonline.com. This will let you know what the parameters are, requirements, et cetera.
And if you forget that link, you can go to John Price Law Firm Facebook. That's right, because we've got a little article on ourselves.
No,
we'll put a hyperlink in there.
Legal stories on the John Price Law Firm Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's some good thinking. You've got a good social media team. I'll tell you that.
But it's interesting. I don't know if this is the first time it's ever been done or what, but this is the first time I've heard of it. But it's interesting because it doesn't apply now to every single type of driving or suspension status. You know, if your license is suspended due to an alcohol or drug violation, that's still being taken pretty seriously in hard time and suspension, and you've got some more things you're going to have to do. But if you go down to the highway department, you may lose your license due to points. It can be from operation of uninsured motor vehicle, operating unlicensed taxi. As long as it's not drug or alcohol related, you've got a pretty good shot at getting some, they're going to cut one or two corners for you, but you're still going to have to pay your reinstatement fees and some things like that. It's not totally getting off the hook scot-free.
Well, they may knock a couple of points off and get you back on the road, but what you're saying is that they're still going to collect their money.
Now, from the Obvious Institute of Obvious Stuff.
Oh, my God. That's, so obvious.
I don't have any control over that, okay? but they're still not collecting their reinstatement fees. And again, it's all about cutting you a little bit of slack, but you got to fill out the application while you're there. I'm sure you're going to sign some things under oath.
Well, I don't know how this process works. I would love to talk to a competent attorney who could help me through it.
Well, I've never walked this course. And really and truly, 9 times out of 10, when clients call attorneys and say, my license is suspended, I need to get it back. At the end of the day, we have to tell them, you're going to have to go down to the highway department and sit down with somebody and do whatever they tell you to do. Most lawyers will give you that advice. And I say advice. I've got to be careful. I've got to run some disclaimers here. Don't rely on what I'm saying for advice out there.
Trust a legal, competent professional. Seek your own advisor. Situation is different.
Right.
Your situation may not be applicable to certain topics discussed on Box in the Morning on 105.5 The Bridge. Yeah. All prices plus tax, title, and license, and includes $249.50 dealer processing fee. Dealer retains all rebates, holdbacks, and incentives with approved credit.
We're not buying a car.
Everything must go. And the only pressure on this lot, Jesse B, is in the tires. Well, this is your week.
Be patient.
You have to be patient with the process, but you have to get the process underway this week.
But you got to go down. You're going to have to go down and do it face-to-face, without a doubt. So I would be patient. It's going to probably be a little line here or there because maybe some people are trying to take advantage of the Amnesty Week, too.
You think so?
And remember, if you continue driving under suspension, it's just a matter of time before you're going to get caught or you're going to have an accident. And unfortunately, for the DUS operators, John Price Law Firm is protecting the rights of those who are victims of driving under suspension folks out there. So it'd be a good idea to get your license back, not just for John Price, but for the community at large and for yourself.
John Price is a local celebrity. You've seen him in TV. You've seen him in print. You've heard him on the radio. People can actually meet you in person, and you will sign autographs. How can folks get a hold of you at the John Price Law Firm?
We do sign autographs. I sign autographs every day, all day, every day, every day. Mm-hmm. But they can see us at 843-552-6011 or call us toll-free 1-800-868-HELP, 1-800-TNT-HELP, or go to the John Price Law Firm website, johnpricelawfirm.com.
Very cool.
And hey, we got that Facebook page I told you about, John Price Law Firm LLC Facebook. Gosh, can you believe it?
Mm-hmm. I just threw it a like this morning.
It's always good to see you, Box. Like I tell everybody in the morning, don't toxify, boxify. And it's great. Wake up to you in the morning.
Now, if you're really doing it right, you can do both.